I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Asheville voters will decide this fall whether they want city council districts or the current system of electing members at large. That's even though the North Carolina General Assembly already passed a measure forcing the city to draw districts for the 2019 election. It's a pretty simple reason why Asheville voters will get a say this fall, says Citizen Times reporter Joel Burgess, who covers City Hall.
What's the point, one might ask, and it seems to be that the city council might be setting up a legal challenge. You know, essentially, if there's a strong reaction against the law from voters, then what residents might be telling city council is fight it.
There is legal precedent for this, as similar districting bills passed by state lawmakers affecting the Greensboro City Council and the Wake County Board of Commissioners did wind up in court. The Asheville referendum was first floated by city leaders after the council district's bill failed in the General Assembly last year. A poll was conducted in March of this year, which showed 72% of city voters surveyed wanted the ability to vote on whether there should be council districts or not. But the poll results on whether they favor districts or at-large seats was unclear. For BPR News, I'm Matt Bush.